This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by the Cheesecake Factory. It's the 12 days of holiday. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, wins a $500 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. Oh, the fun you'll have. It's Westfield San Francisco Center. Go and check out that tree, a huge inverted tree hanging from the center of the dome.
Beautiful.
I don't know how tall, what do you think, 40 feet?
I don't know. It's humongous, as far as you can see.
Yeah. It's really spectacular. Yeah. And you can see it from all over the mall, too. If you've never been to the Westfield San Francisco Center, it's super cool. Great stores there like Razor. Of course, Century Theaters are there. Answers on the spot. Free text line direct to the concierge team for all your questions answered on the spot. It's Answers on the Spot and more. Go check it out. And do it with a $500 gift card if you're caller at number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Caller 97.
I was there just the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Getting stuff for Secret Santa, which we have coming up.
We sure do.
I can't wait to tell you the story about the salesperson that helped me.
Oh, but you can't say the store now because then it would give away who you
absolutely
got for.
Would give it away for
right.
Sure.
Now there's it's funny because I feel like I know who Hooman got just based on the store that he went into.
Oh, really?
Which I was sort of like, no, I don't want to know. I like it to be a nice surprise.
Oh, he got you?
No.
Oh,
I don't think he got well. If he went into that, he went into the wrong store.
Oh.
If he got me.
What store should he have gone into?
I don't know. Bloomingdale? Yeah, I don't know.
Orchard Supply Hardware is what I was thinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, that is probably slightly more accurate.
Hey, I wanted to...
I did ask for an electric hedge trimmer for Christmas.
All right.
From John.
I wanted to mention real quick, we looked up a 50 caliber bullet,
yeah.
And we were looking at these big, long
yeah,
things.
Yeah, humongous.
You guys were looking at a 50 caliber rifle round, which is huge.
Oh, okay.
A 50 caliber pistol round is different, also big, but not the same.
Okay.
And here is the size of the pistol round. A picture was sent to us.
Still, that's a 2-inch long bullet, or close to that at least. But yes, that is significantly small. I was like, holy crap, that looks like something that the army uses.
Still,
how big
huge.
Is the pistol? Yeah, no, that's a full-on, bigger-than-you'd-think bullet.
A double, if not triple, the size of a 9mm
right.
round.
Like, when I think about bullets, I think of just these little things that are 3/4 inch long and round, you know, the little rounded tip and the little slightly wider bottom. You push it into the little holes in a revolver, and then you snap it shut. And then you spin it on your fingers, and you say,
oh boy.
Stick them up.
Okay.
Really?
You know, that's what I think of.
We started in real world and went to fairyland.
Or it's that Godless you're watching.
I just saw Godless. I know how they do it.
Right.
Those girls are badass in LaBelle. Anyway, this all started with the $500 you can win right now by being caller 97. And you'll win a shopping spree to Westfield San Francisco Center. It's great there. Through December 31st, buy a $25 gift certificate for the Cheesecake Factory and get a free slice of cheesecake redeemable in the new year. Mm. Visit cheesecakefactory.com for more details. Mm. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holiday. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it. I'm going to tell you a name. She was in the news in a big way for a long time.
Lindsay Lohan.
But it was a while ago. No, she's not as... I mean, I guess maybe she is sort of a celebrity. Amanda Knox.
Oh, okay. She was a kidnap victim.
No.
Which one's she?
She's the one who was accused of murdering her roommate while she was in, I want to say...
Italy. Okay, I got it.
So she was convicted.
And who was the... It was right here in the Bay Area.
I know who you're thinking of. I'm picturing her face
from
right
Antioch.
Now. Right.
Okay, well, never mind. Right. I'm sidetracking us. Amanda Knox, I remember the story. Her family's from Seattle. It was a big story in Washington State, if not
it was,
national
it
and
was
international.
It was a big story. So she was there. She had a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And she was doing a year abroad. And the allegation was that she had killed her roommate.
Right.
And, of course, she said, no, I didn't. And the boyfriend said, no, I didn't. And she was convicted of it and went to jail. And then she was...
The boyfriend was too, right?
I don't know what the boyfriend's... They don't really go into that here. But yeah, I believe they were convicted of plotting to murder this woman together. Then she gets another trial and they exonerate her and she flies the F out of there and goes to Seattle. And then they reconvict her in Italy. And of course, she's like, well, I'm not going back there.
Never.
And then they said that... let's see... The pair was again convicted in 2013, but an Italian high court threw out the convictions after finding stunning flaws in the prosecution's case. And they have actually got another guy. This guy, Rudy Guede, was eventually convicted of the murder. Meanwhile,
whoa, really?
Oh, they found a whole other person who did this. Her boyfriend, Rafael Solicito. So they were, I guess the murder happened in 2007. They were convicted in 2009, and she spent a couple of years in jail. So since then, so as it turns out, that not only was she let go, they found another person and convicted that person. So she was falsely accused. And in the decades since she was thrust into the international spotlight, Amanda Knox has been a prisoner, an exoneree, an author, a columnist, an advocate for those wrongly convicted, and the subject of a documentary. And now she's going to add a new title. She, it looks like, is getting her own show. So host is the title that she'll be adding.
I want to say many people feel like this story made such big news because she's really good looking.
Mm-hmm. And they go on to say, while on trial for a murder I didn't commit, my prosecutor painted me as a sex-crazed femme fatale with magical powers to control men. I lost years of my life in prison because of two-dimensional and misogynistic stereotypes. So in this new show, it's a 5-episode run of something called The Scarlet Letter Reports, and Vice Media is doing it. And I don't know if you've watched any Vice stuff.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched
they
any.
They do these incredibly cool real-life investigations into everything from how bad the sanitary conditions are in India to what Julian Assange is up to. Like, it's whatever that reporter is into, and they do these in-depth things. They're fascinating and cool and well done. So these would be... Let's see. According to Variety, the show is one of 3 Vice shows that will air on the Facebook Watch video platform.
Oh.
Joining, there's a renovation show called Breaking and Entertaining, and the Hangover show, which is about actual hangovers, nothing to do with the movies. Hers would be called The Scarlet Letter Reports, and it's going to highlight women who were publicly shamed by the media.
She was known as Foxy Noxie.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Knox's show is going to include interviews with people like model and Slutwalk founder Amber Rose, rape survivor and victim advocate Daisy Coleman. And she says, in the Scarlet Letter Reports, I'm hoping to rehumanize others who've been similarly shamed and vilified. And you know what's interesting? If you had said Amanda Knox to me and kind of referenced the story, I would have gone, oh, yeah, she murdered her roommate. I never heard that somebody else was... I knew that she'd been let go, but I heard that she'd been reconvicted and wouldn't go back.
Right.
And never heard that she'd been exonerated.
I didn't either.
And never heard that someone else went to prison for the murder. So that just shows, look, when you're a sensational, it's not as sensational when you've been cleared. So while they might mention it as an aside, it doesn't get days.
Buried, yeah.
Right, it doesn't get days of headlines the way the actual scandal did. So she's hoping to rehumanize others who have been similarly shamed and vilified and elevate the standard for how we think and talk about public women. So that is, I don't see a date for when this is going to start airing, but she's going to shoot 5 of them, and it's going to be on Facebook Watch, which I don't even know about. Hooman knows everything about Facebook. I'm sure he knows about this.
So it's not going to hit the cable channels? Or
apparently not.
It gains traction.
Right.
It'll come out.
Well, and God knows we're getting our TV and our shows delivered to us in all manner of ways now, and Here's one that you can check out, Facebook Watch.
Do you think that women will support her by watching the show?
You know, I was. It's funny that you say that because I did think to myself, and here's a picture of her. She's pretty.
Oh, I've looked her up. Okay. Yeah, I totally remember the story now,
right.
And I don't know why I confused it with the one.
Jacy Dugard is who you
yes.
confused it with.
Oh, right. Well, maybe they happen around the same time.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, I feel interested in this, and I feel like it's something I should watch, but I don't know if I'm going to make it to Facebook Watch. I can't honestly tell you if I'll watch this or not.
Yeah, you will have to pursue it, mm-hmm. and you will have to...
Maybe it's easy, though. Maybe I'll go clickety-clack, right. and there it'll be. I don't know.
People are saying there's a documentary on Netflix about the Amanda Knox story.
Is there? Yeah, they mentioned that there was a documentary made about her, but do you know
they
the
said it's really
it?
Good.
Well, what a story.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a chick who's just going to school and her roommates gets murdered and then she's in jail for years. Mm. Horrible.
Well, and they did. I don't know about how you described it, the magic femme fatale,
right.
whatever, but they did show her history. She'd had a string of one night stands and had been using marijuana. And all of that sounds
oh my God,
incredibly sensational. She must be murdered, right?
Or it sounds like every other college
kid.
Student.
Right. Every other right. college kid. Exactly
who among
right.
us wouldn't be like, oh, Jesus, and cover up your face when you hear about what you did in college.
I think Hooman'd be okay.
Yeah. Actually, I think Hooman would be okay.
I think he'd be all right.
Rest of us, though,
yeah.
hanging our heads in shame.
You don't want
yes, that. Okay, guilty as charged.
Yikes.
I was a slut. It was wicked fun. Leave me alone.
The documentary is called Amanda Knox on Netflix.
Just called Amanda Knox.
Correct. All right.
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
Hooman, do you have anything when you look back at your college years where you go, God, I just wish I could have that back? That
as
thing.
In take it back? Or
well, yeah, like the thing that you are ashamed of or embarrassed of or the...
I mean, I used to be super embarrassed that I went to four junior colleges.
Oh, my God. Don't be embarrassed. We're talking about things you did. Like,
no, I know.
Have you ever smoked pot?
No, never.
Never. Not even put it a joint to your lips. You've never tried or smoked pot.
Never smoked pot.
And you never used to drink, ever.
Right. But I love those mojitos.
Yeah. And you never swore. The first 10 years I knew Hooman, I never heard a swear come out of his mouth.
And he
now
got
that's
to hanging
changed.
Around with us.
Right. We totally.
Well, hanging out with you guys.
That.
And, you know, there's
just
a lot
in
happens
the world.
Here, you know, and you just got to just go into the other room and scream from the top of your lungs the F word and come back in
wow.
and sit in your seat.
Oh,
right?
That's
don't
a
we all
funny
do that?
Laugh, bro.
I've never
I don't
done
do that.
That.
Oh, you've never done that?
No.
You've never screamed the F word?
I can't. Now,
ever
listen.
In your life?
I can't say I've never been frustrated. So, yes, we've all had our moments where we feel like,
yep.
I have been framed.
I've never gone to another room for that.
Oh, you haven't?
You just do it right there in the room.
Yeah, you just do it in the room. Right in the person's face.
I thought he was saying when we go into the other room and scream the F word because we're doing the secret show.
No.
That's what I thought he was saying.
Well, you guys really got carried away last show. I mean, some of the things. Did you bleep any of that stuff, Bryn?
Absolutely not.
Oh, boy.
Hello, welcome to Intercom, everyone. We don't bleep our secret show anymore.
So are you asking me, did I ever regret not giving into the cravings of the flesh.
I'm just curious if there
God.
Are any things that stick out in your mind where you go, man, I really, here's where I did wrong. And it doesn't sound like it. So that's
I mean,
great.
Here's
I mean,
thing.
We have to beat it out of you and you still don't have an answer.
I would have a regret if there was an opportunity to go somewhere and I was too scared to go. I think the only time I really regret it was I was in eighth grade and my cousin wanted
college.
To take me to
this
the Wham
it.
Concert,
nope.
and I was scared to go.
No,
no,
never mind.
That was
so,
good.
You know what?
So
good for
you.
You could probably run for because you said eighth grade, and we're talking about things you'd be embarrassed about in college.
College.
I'm go to the other room and sweat.
Leave your mic on. Okay. Second story.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. KGO TV.
Yeah.
That's ABC. Right here.
Right
here.
Down the street.
Right. If I stood up and looked out that window, I could see the building.
We have been on their channel many
Absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely. The camera equipment of a KGO TV news crew was stolen Monday night outside a... they were about to do a live broadcast from San Francisco City Hall.
oh, that would have been Ed Lee, right?
It was. Yeah. They were in front of the memorial there where there, you know, hundreds of bouquets
and pictures.
Oh, come
on.
I know.
No.
The theft took place about 6 p.m. on the Polk Street side of the City Hall. Mourners had left hundreds of bouquets, condolence notes, and mementos for the late mayor who died December 12th after suffering a heart attack, in case you haven't heard that yet. The news van was parked on the street getting ready to do a broadcast. They had their equipment in the rear of the van, and it was secure. I guess somebody had to pry the back open. This is a spokesperson. Let's see. Robert Rueca, a San Francisco Police Department spokesman, said the van was secure. The victims heard a noise from behind the van and then saw two men running off with a camera and tripod. They got into a car driven by a third man and got away. Police arrived on scene, searched the area for suspects, but to no avail. No one was hurt. Leanne Melendez, the reporter, said the broadcast went forward as planned after the theft. The safety and well-being of our employees is our top priority, said the KGO-TV spokesperson in a statement. We're grateful our photographer and reporter are okay and appreciate the quick response from the San Francisco Police Department.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
That has happened to just about every single TV station here in the Bay Area over the past couple years.
I thought the story was going to be the equipment was stolen and there was something salacious on the tapes. And that's all online now.
No.
But that wasn't the story.
Wow. No, we don't know about the tapes.
Yikes.
Do they even use tapes anymore? Wasn't there just, like, in front of the ferry building, I don't know, last year, some lady, a guy came up and stole the camera away from the cameraman, like, while they were on the air?
Yeah, and it was, like, it was still dark out, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's happened to...
The guy's holding the camera, and someone comes and just, I'm going to take that.
Mm-hmm. We'll take that. Thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone's fine, and KGO still managed to do their broadcast. Lady Gaga has tweeted, "The rumors are true. I'll have my own residency at MGM's Park Theater. Get ready for a brand new show. It's been my lifelong dream to be a Las Vegas girl. I'm so overjoyed. Love you, little monsters. We did it. Meet me in Las Vegas. Hashtag Las Vegas Goes Gaga."
She's good.
Here she is making the
I've seen her live. She's really good.
She is going to do a residency in Las Vegas at the MGM Park Theater. They closed the deal over the weekend, and it looks like late 2018 she's going to be there. She's going to do 74 dates with the possibility of a longer run. And for those first 74 dates, she's getting... Take a guess.
Oh, my gosh. How many million?
$75 million.
$100 million to do 74 dates.
Well, that is such a great gig. Those residencies, what a great idea.
Well, and doesn't she suffer from, I want to say she has lupus.
Correct.
Or something that...
She has lupus.
It's best for her to not be on tour.
Mm. Right. Like, so if she can do a residency, this is great for her. Compare that to Britney Spears. I don't know how many shows she does a year. But
Britney might be done by now.
She did a two-year commitment, or is in the middle of it. I have no idea if she's still there or not. Two-year commitment at Planet Hollywood, which I don't know how many shows that means, but she got...
None, because she just mouths along to the vocal.
How many appearances? How many times does she have to stand on that stage and mouth the words and dance half-heartedly? She got $30 million for her two-year run. Gaga's last tour ran 37 shows, and it was an average box office gross of about $2.5 million. So congratulations to her. And you know what? I'd go see Lady Gaga in
Vegas.
Me
too. Oh, absolutely.
I'll use that as an excuse to go to Vegas.
So you said late next
year? Yeah, late 2018 is what they're saying. I don't see any kind of official date. Late 2018.
Looks like you could still get Britney Spears tickets.
Oh. How many shows a week does she do? That's interesting that 2 years of shows only pays her $30
million.
Right
now, just seen December 27, 28, 30, 31.
I was thinking she probably does Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right, the big nights. Mm.
You know.
Yeah, and then has a few days
off,
right?
Yeah.
Didn't she bought a place in or just outside of Vegas so that she can live there with her family?
Oh, not live in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Sweet. Four.
How old must her kids be now? They've got to be 12.
Oh,
or so.
I bet they're older than that.
And they're younger than my kids, but yeah, that's.
Your kids are in college and driving.
Right. I don't know how old they could. Yeah, see how old her kids are. Sean and Jaden, or Jordan, something like that. Robin.
Sean's 12, and Jaden is 11.
Oh.
Good guess. Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Poor Robin Thicke.
What about him?
Well, he was on top of the world for a little while there. He had that big hit song. He was married to Paula Patton. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Success.
Yeah, success went wrong. You probably remember when he was ordered to pay $7.3 million, or Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams, who co-wrote this song, they were ordered to pay $7.3 million to Marvin Gaye's estate after a jury decided they ripped off a Marvin Gaye song, got to give it up. Well, it looks like he also forgot to pay taxes during that time.
Gulp.
For the year 2014, he owes the IRS $1,376,000, and for the year 2015, $935,000. And I don't know if that includes tax fees and interest, late penalties, or what have you, but it's $2.3 million he's got to cough up, and he's, you know, I don't know what he's got for money. He's got, I mean, his father, Alan Thicke, must have had some cash when he passed away.
Sure.
Yeah, but aren't they fighting over it with with the wife?
Isn't that sad?
They say he's worth $14 million right now.
Oh, well.
That's pretty good.
Now he's worth $12 million. Boo-hoo.
Well, he gave some to his ex-wife.
Yeah, I wonder how much she got.
Paula Patton?
Yeah. What's coming up, Ben?
I've got the train derail. Elon Musk makes the news. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Big. Yep. Survivor finale is tonight.
Will you watch?
Oh, yeah.
But why is it 3 hours?
Because they do a two-hour season finale, and then they do a one-hour reunion show, and unfortunately, that's where they reveal the winner.
Oh.
They also, though, I do like the after show because they also show where the next, what the theme of the next one is going to be and where it's shot and that kind of thing. So I always wind up watching it. And it is kind of fun because I'll tell you, Jeff is just...
You love him.
He's great at... pulling no punches, asking the questions that you wish you could ask yourself. He's great. So I'm very excited for tonight.
Oh, good.
Vinny and I are alone on our little deserted island.
Well, I don't get to watch the end. I'm not
right
gonna,
about that.
I never see it.
Well, starts at 8.
I just look up the answer and then go to bed.
You don't watch a little bit of the first episode just to see where...
Yeah, but I never know.
You're not going to make it to 11.
It's been years since I've seen a finale or the after show.
Right.
I don't even see that.
You don't
that.
Tape them and just watch them the next day?
They get taped. I do not watch them.
Well, once you know.
Right.
It's like, why am I going to go back? This part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. We got a text from the 831 that says, I had a dream you guys were interviewing Laura Dern. And all I could think was Sarah's silly voice and how crunchy the interview would be. I would like to be on the record as saying, I actually love Laura Dern. Mm-hmm. I think she's great.
Doesn't sound like it.
I think she is woefully miscast in the new Star Wars movie. Like when she makes her appearance, you go, oh, no. No.
How's that purple hair?
Just really, could we have not gotten a better costume going? She's. I think she's great, and I would love to interview her. And but except that I would have to ask her about, like, did you watch that and go, oh my God, Laura Dern's here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the bridge, Laura Dern.
I'm sure her response would be, I got to be in Star Wars, man.
Yeah. No, it's
of
great.
Course I wanted to do it. Sure. And I don't write my scenes.
Yeah.
I'm an actress.
Yeah.
Actor, whatever.
Right.
They told me what to do, and I don't dress myself either.
Yeah.
I showed up.
They got put a paycheck.
Me in. Yeah. No, wait, if everything else falls apart for Laura Dern, she's going to be able to do Comic-Cons until the day she dies. Let there be.
I'm pretty sure she's good.
No question.
She's got to be good, right?
I would think
what is
so.
Laura Dern worth?
Can you look up that? That's a good question. Wasn't she with Billy Bob Thornton? Isn't she the one who got ditched by him when Angelina Jolie decided she wanted him?
Girl.
She's only worth $12 million?
She's poor.
Thought she was with, who's that musician, Ben?
Harper.
Oh, Ben Harper.
I don't know who she's with now. Is she still with that guy? It's possible. They'll look it up.
Right. Ben Harper, yeah. Oh, to 2013.
Oh.
She's a divorce.
Oh, wow.
So there's lots of divorcees out there. Human, God. That's not a reflection of who she is.
Yeah, you did.
It's messed up, man.
I know.
Get a Panera.
Awful.
Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large.
All right, I love bananas.
I know it doesn't say music store in the title there, but it's a music store. Mm-hmm. Bananas at Large is a music store. Shop for the musician on your holiday list in-store or at bananas.com.
Oh, we will. We're on the hook to them this year, for
the
sure.
The stores are located in San Rafael.
And Santa Rosa.
Right.
Here's the Santa Rosa one. Listen, Santa Rosa's been hit hard, as you know, and let's go help out our friends at Bananas.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So the Amtrak train that jumped the tracks.
Yeah.
The story I'm reading now, this is from the Merck News. The rush to launch service on a new, faster Amtrak route near Seattle is why we have the 3 deaths and 12 plus. Oops. Oh, the iPad. It always fails me.
I'm so sorry.
Every time. Here we go. work to install a sophisticated GPS-based technology known as positive train control isn't expected to be completed until next spring on the newly opened 15-mile span.
Is this the one you were talking about where it would automatically have slowed them down going around that curve?
Yep. So they hadn't finished it, but they absolutely wanted to launch this service, and so they did.
And are they calling it operator error?
They are. They're saying that operator was distracted or operator distraction. My first thought was, oh my God, don't tell me the guy was texting. Apparently he or she was training another person.
Oh, so there was someone else in the
captain's
chair with them.
Have you seen the overhead shot of the crash yet?
I have. It's
very strange because it had two engines, one in front and one behind.
I couldn't really make all that out.
Because of the way it hits the turn and it's all wrapped around backwards, it's very hard to figure out.
Mm.
But they were doing 80 and a 30. And so it raced off the rails as they curved towards the bridge, hurtling the train cars onto the highway below. Ugh. And
just a
wherever else they could
mess.
Be forced. 3 people were killed, dozens were injured. And they're looking now at the engineer and to see whether...
Did that guy survive?
I think so. Mm. So, there's the latest on that. They also have a bus carrying cruise ship passengers. Do you... Bryn, you're a big tour cruise ship guy.
Yeah.
Do you get off the cruise ships and go into town on the
Absolutely,
buses and take
yeah.
that? You do?
Yeah, I don't catch buses.
They plan day trips, though. So
yeah, they'll stop at certain places and you get out and do activities or just go snorkeling
sure.
or whatever, you know, whatever country you're in. Super fun.
A bus carrying cruise ship passengers on an excursion to the Mayan ruins in southeastern Mexico flipped over a narrow highway and killed 11 travelers and their guide and injured about 20 others. 7 Americans and 2 Swedes were among the injured. Mm. This is one of those things, you know, we expect where we travel from that all of these safety precautions are in place. And when you get to, I'm not saying specifically any spot, but many places you go, they don't have the same standards.
No, you get the feeling these have never been inspected.
What was that trip you were on, Costa Rica?
Costa Rica, man. I was just like, in retrospect, I made some terrible parenting decisions. Like to get in a boat with random people and it had been set up, but to not look for any safety gear. There were no life jackets on this thing. And we were caught in the worst. I mean, I really did. And then the boat was falling apart. Like, I really thought this might be it.
Well, don't forget you also had one of the best experiences of your life on that crappy boat.
When the whale.
Tell them. Don't downplay that. It was worth it.
It was amazing. No, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't. I will give up the near field whale
well,
sighting.
Anyone who goes
life.
In the ocean regularly, and I do, will tell you the ocean can be the most spectacular, amazing experience of your life, and it can turn ugly so fast. In a snap, you go from having a ball to
this thing's gonna kill me.
I think I'm gonna die today. Like, I may not get out of this.
Well, and all you can think about is your children. I'm like, oh my God, and my kids were little at this point. I mean, much littler than they are now, and I just thought, I have put my children in this situation. There is not a thing I'm going to be able to do to save them. There is not a flotation device anywhere on this boat. And this is 100% my fault. And we might all die.
It's a bad thing.
It's terrible parenting.
Well, but again,
in retrospect, I just trusted that it would be like the United States. Everything would be regulated. These guys would be licensed.
And I'm trying to make the point that you don't regularly go in the ocean, so you don't often think about the kind of things that can happen out there. Right. You just figure it's like a ride at the amusement park, right?
Yeah.
You get on and you...
Stupid American.
You hand your e-ticket in. That's old school Disneyland, everyone. I don't think they do that anymore.
Those were the good rides.
You're right. Yeah. You hand your ticket in and you go on your ride and you get off and you go, woo, that was a blast. And it's not quite that way.
No.
So these unfortunate cruise ship passengers found themselves in big trouble in Mexico. Again, 11 dead. Elon Musk accidentally posted his home phone number or his phone number on Twitter while reaching out to...
Just didn't direct message someone?
He thought he was DMing somebody and it went wide.
Oh, come on, Elon. That's a rookie mistake.
It must have been a chick.
It was not a chick. It was actually a Facebook executive. I have it here. Hold on.
So they were having an exchange, and he said
he was trying to get in touch with someone. This person's John Carmack, apparently. He sent his personal number to Oculus VR co-founder John Carmack on Twitter, asking him, "Give me a call." It seems like he does a lot of business on Twitter.
Yeah, well,
Elon does.
That's where we go to meet now.
It appears Musk had meant to send the tweet private direct message,
and
unfortunately
no
it went wide, and everybody's got his number now.
And of course, everybody has to call it because we're all a bunch of jerks.
I can't find it. Do you have it, Bryn? I'll call it right now.
I haven't looked.
I think he's sent.
I'm sure he's got it.
And by the way, that's not his phone number anymore.
Right.
He's Elon Musk. I'm sure he just told his
assistant. Mention
his people?
Yeah. Did you mention how many followers he has?
No, but
17 million.
They say here that he... He shares a lot of his personal life with his followers, and that he shares a lot of business announcements with his followers, including pictures of cars that, you know, Tesla's making and stuff that SpaceX is up to. So I imagine people love seeing that stuff. He has also posted pictures of him with his hot actress girlfriend. They're not together anymore, but that's one of the things that he...
I was going to say, he's got a new girlfriend. That's all he wants, his love, someone to come home to warm his bed.
That article in Rolling Stone is so bad. No one read it.
Yeah, that was tough.
I'm so lonely. I hear my own footsteps walking behind me.
That's tragic.
Bro.
It is. Also, the picture they posted in there from his PayPal days. I mean, he's...
Well, look, he's... You know,
clearly been able to purchase a new hairdo
Someone's gotten a hold of him and said, okay, we're going to hit the salon. It's makeover time.
Right. He looks great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. And clearly they can do wonderful things with plugs. Here are a couple quotes. I'll just mention the one.
Okay. I found the number.
Oh, okay,
you
right.
You found the number?
I did.
Do not call it.
Why?
Because what's the point?
What if he says,
has to have turned it off by now,
what
right?
What if he says, it's Elon?
Then put him on with us.
All right.
Immediately.
All right. I'm writing it down.
On death, Elon Musk says, I would like to die on Mars, just not on impact.
I like that.
He wants to go.
Well, yeah. He's, you know, maybe he'll meet a nice girl there. I think it's interesting. A guy like him who must have just such thoughts. You know, he clearly, all he does is think up things. Like... He's got to be with someone. Like, Amber Heard must be smarter than I would give her credit for. Because, you know, I obviously have my biases where the hotter you are, the dumber you are.
Really?
Yeah. But she, there's got it. Like, you wouldn't, like, commit yourself. If you were at Elon Musk level, like, you would want, and he supposedly wants someone to talk to and someone.
Okay, but what about, let me give you, so maybe she's not super smart, but maybe she's super loving and friendly and is one of those people who has a big heart. And
yeah,
all of us, when we get around someone like that, I think we're all sort of in awe of that generosity that some people have in their spirit.
Some people do exude
And you
that.
Get around them and you're like, oh my God, you're such a good person. I'm ashamed of myself because my instinct isn't towards that.
Right.
Maybe that's it. Who
Maybe.
Knows?
Maybe, yeah.
There's
no,
plenty
there was
of things
clearly
she could,
something between
I
them.
I doubt she does calculus.
Yeah. Well, maybe he doesn't bring home homework for her or anything, but,
right.
you know, I would think that you'd want to be able to have a conversation about the things that interest you and not just have someone who's just like, enough talking, let's snuggle.
Snuggling's nice, too, though.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you just want to talk or you're having dinner and you don't want to hear about the cool
Well,
new
we
band
don't
she's
know.
Into.
I
right,
think
we
that
don't.
He wanted to stay with her. Didn't she leave him?
I think she did.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. He seemed pretty freaking heartbroken over the whole thing.
Well, he had Amber Heard.
Yeah.
That's got to be, he peaked, right?
I don't know. He's still a billionaire.
All
he
right.
could peak again.
You think so?
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I believe the guys are calling Elon as we speak. Are they having any luck? Are they getting the machine?
What's happening in there?
Someone answered, but sounds very strange. And we obviously need their permission
yes.
before we put them on, and they're not giving a yes.
Is it a boy who answered?
It is a man. Wait, can you hear what he's saying?
Just put his end of the conversation
Don't,
on the radio.
Yeah, we shouldn't, though.
No,
let's just forget it.
I put
it.
You on the radio.
Tell Elon it's his biggest fan.
Can I put you on the radio? Can I put you on the air? Broadcast radio.
Are you sure you called the right number?
At
yeah, let me double check the
paper. Oh, boy.
No, but he claimed that he was. And I heard Hooman saying, are you really Elon? You sound like you have an accent.
a funny accent. Let's see what he's saying now.
Sarah just wants to thank you for all you've done for humanity.
Oh, for crying out
well,
loud.
Just, you know,
really?
Something that'll make him feel good. Come on.
All he's done for humanity?
Yeah. Kidding me? He's going to get us off this planet.
We don't want to leave.
Recyclable
I like
rockets.
It here.
No, but, you know, there's a lot of us. More all the time.
All right, hold on.
Limited resources.
He said yes. He's on line one.
All right.
Hey,
Hello? You're on the air at Alice Radio. Is this Elon?
That happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite
this
important.
This isn't.
You know,
we need to hang up.
That's the number. That
it doesn't matter. Let's just hang up. I don't like it. It's a bad idea.
All right,
this person
hang up.
Couldn't
and they
possibly
can't,
have.
It's almost like they can't hear
no,
us.
No, he can. He just likes to ramble, and then when you stop talking, he'll start talking.
Did you just get a new number, sir?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the...
Oh, yeah. Since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, we're here. We just wanted to talk to
hello?
Elon Musk.
Are you there?
We are. All right, I'm putting him on.
I don't like it.
He's on hold. I don't
Our
know
text
if
number.
Oh,
yeah,
we'll
hang on. 800-400-3697. I'm starting to regret ever doing the story. I didn't know we'd end up with some
who knows
random
who wouldn't just be like
mumbler.
The number you've contacted.
It says here that he put up some kind of an answering machine. Like he put a song on there, and
you think that's the answering
machine?
Maybe
that's just a recording.
Yeah, maybe. Hello.
No, I don't think so. I think someone's got his.
Yeah, something.
All right. Well, 415 says, the best thing about your show is you, Zet.
Aww.
Her
Yuzi.
Laugh makes me smile every time.
Me too.
And we know she works the hardest of all of you.
She yeah. does.
Yesterday, Bryn played some well-timed soundbite. No idea what it was. It was censored on the podcast. But Yuzette's laugh and exclamation of her love for Bryn was great. Thanks, Yuzette. And
you.
Get rid of podcast censorship.
Yeah, we're looking into that, but that's a whole different thing than us just swearing on the
baby steps. Baby steps, everyone. We got a good answer the first time we tried. We want to go back to the pool with hopefully good results again.
We just don't know how that'll all shake out.
Lady Gaga does not have lupus. She has fibromyalgia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but she does have something
affecting her health.
Very, I think, didn't she get like, isn't that like a joint pain
thing? Yeah, well, sort of a combination of things, but there was an article that she was discussing about lupus with someone, so.
So maybe
one causes another, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.